Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcaster named Sean Allen.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
You know how you about to say something you don't know if it should be on camera? That's how it
it's cool. Yeah. Hey,
we go clean it up. Before we jump in, follow wherever you listen to podcasts, rate and write a review. And if you want to see this episode and many other episodes like this one, visit patreon.com/hearASAP. That is patreon.com/HEARASAP. Okay, so here's a word association. You're going to name things that goes with City Boy Barbecue. And whoever stutters, stumble, and or take a 3-second guess will get one hot seat question. Okay? Okay. We're starting off with Mike. What goes with City Boy Barbecue?
Everything.
That's cheating, man. Okay, but you know what? You know what? Okay, since he's doing it like that, I knew it was going to be a smart ass in a group, a smart ass in the band, man. Okay, so since you being a smart ass, who's the worst cook out of the three of you guys?
David.
Really?
I second that.
Oh, shit. Who's the best cook?
Me. David.
Wait a minute.
Mike.
I am.
No, for real. Who's the best cook?
Mike.
I see him.
I really think I am, though.
Really?
Mike.
That's crazy. So, Mike thinks he is. I think I am. Me and Mike ain't going to fight over it, though. Like, if he thinks he is, he got his dishes.
Yeah, he got his dishes.
I'm going to do my thing.
So, y'all win it. So, y'all just going to exclude me from the...
Bro, you just... you done learn how to cook.
You're a good taste tester.
He learns on the go for each girl that comes over, you know, what, and what he has in the fridge.
Listen, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that, though.
That's funny.
Okay, so since we kind of broke the rules, Mike kind of cheated. He's a smart ass. Out of the three of you guys, who's always late?
Me.
David is always late. But David was on time today.
Right.
He was.
Yeah, he was.
Okay.
He was.
Who is the marketing guru?
I'll say Mike.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
I second that.
Who's the responsible one?
Daniel.
Daniel, for sure.
Okay. What? Why? 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 For sure.
He's Mike. The most dependable. He's gonna always make sure that we have our list of things to do and we hit every single point on the list.
Well, that's pretty dope. Were you always responsible, though?
It just depends on what it is. So with this, I tend to be the one with the pedal to the metal little bit more.
Right.
So, and you know what? I think everybody plays a position perfectly right. If you have too many people trying to speak up at the same time, it's just not going to work.
Right.
So I wouldn't say I'm responsible. They're not responsible, but they said it.
I mean.
Yeah, there's nothing else to do.
That's a large hat to wear, though, being a responsible one. Yeah. They halfway do the job because they know you go clean it up. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't say
usually
that,
they say it's the white man trying to break us down, but Sean trying to break us down.
You know what? That's
be
another show.
In the parking lot after this.
That's another show on another podcast. We'll talk to that one. Who's the party of Mike, Daniel, and David? Who's the party?
I would say me.
Dang. Well, you don't get to vote for yourself, but we would say David.
Yeah. David is a party.
Definitely. I think I'm an honest picker.
Okay, okay. So y'all watching this, y'all listening to this, y'all know which ones to go after, which ones to bait and how to bait them. But the City Boys, who came up with the name?
So I'll answer this one. We always give the credit to David for coming up with this one. Me and David were brainstorming, and then David had the...
he had the name that stuck that made sense, that sounded good. It was like, oh shoot, that's pretty good, Dave. So he came up with City Boy before there were ever any, what's those Miami girls' name?
City Girls.
Oh, okay,
City
yeah, girls, before yeah. them. Yeah, right. we came up with City Boy. So
yeah, that's pretty dope, and it represents you guys. He represents us all, right? You guys,
for sure.
Leimert, yeah. Baldwin, Inglewood. Which one is from Leimert?
So I grew up in Leimert and Baldwin Hills.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm from Inglewood.
I say Inglewood. That's where I stayed the longest, but I moved around a lot.
Okay, okay. So instead of L.A., y'all just said City Boy, and it was go represent,
we're
encompass
the city.
The city, you know what I mean? I feel that.
Yeah, if you count Inglewood as Los Angeles, then for sure.
But hey,
actually, you know what? We're not going to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, that's it, because that's a whole other.
Yeah.
I was having a conversation. And I kind of want you guys, I want you guys to be a part of this too. Oh, somebody's from Inglewood, and then somebody's from Leimert, and they argued about who's a native, who's not. And I'm like, aren't y'all? It's all
you know what? The thing about Inglewood, they don't get to speak because they're from Inglewood. But the thing about Inglewood people, man, I always say they act like it's its own country.
Right.
And it's literally like right there.
Right.
You know, and they live in, I'm from Inglewood, blah, blah, blah. They love their green colors and their red colors, you know, but I'm like, man, but they just have so much pride. And I don't, you know,
look, if y'all going
to champions, you feel me?
I'm Long Beach. We could have the argument, the tussle, but right. Inglewood is LA. You can't be in LA without being in Inglewood, you know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
It's kind of the same thing sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, they're a mixture of a West Side and an East Side dude put together. put them in a blender, you get an Inglewood baby.
Inglewood, shout out to Inglewood, right. though. Inglewood's going through a lot right now. This whole area going through a lot. I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing, but, you know, we here. So City Boy Barbecue, who was the initial mastermind? Who came with the concept? Who was like, hey, I know it wasn't David because David don't cook. But who was the person that was like, you know?
I think it was a lot of brainstorming. You know, we always wanted to do a business together. Right. I do a lot of barbecue.
Right.
David has a lot of contacts and is always out, and then Mike does a lot of cooking as well. And then I've known both of them since they were born.
Wow.
Yeah, because they're my children. But, no, I've known him since he was 5, and I've known him since he was 14.
Wow.
So we've known each other for a long time, and we, you know, we're friends and
y'all,
you know,
brothers.
Yeah. I'm their father, but. But, yeah, so we just had a business idea, had a love for barbecue. We love our city, and we came together with it and put it together. And we're still putting the pieces together every day.
And that was in 2016?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. So how many years is that? That's what? 7 years?
7 years.
I'm not good at math.
Yeah.
Okay. And I remember last time David was here, probably a year ago.
Yeah.
He was explaining that you guys have to pay like a lot of money to go get regulated. Y'all not just niggas who made some stuff in the kitchen and sold it out of the trunk. Y'all went legit. And, you know, who could tell me about that process?
I think Daniel could explain that process a little bit better.
Yeah,
So Daniel's the offset of the group?
No. It's a process. That. It's a process, man. It's just a long process. It's a process between getting to the food scientists, getting the recipes together, getting the labels together. David had to reach out to his people to make sure we had a good label.
You can't just put a label on it. It has to be,
well, the artwork could be your artwork, right. You know what, it has to be FDA it's FDA regulated, so it has to fit the requirements of the FDA,
right.
You know, nutrition labels, the ingredients, how you can label it and all that. So that's a process, and then finding a co-packer that wants to, you know, that can fit our fulfillment needs, right? We might not be able to do 1,000 cases, but we can do 100. Right, so it's picking that, and you know, nobody was answering the phone during COVID.
Right,
right.
Oh, yeah.
They were losing business, and man, we must have called like 30 different people, you know, again, again, and again. But it is what it is. If you got a goal, you got to get to it. You gonna get to it.
Can you give us a ballpark how much that started?
Well, no, because David said the word a lot, and then now it might, if it's not $1 million, you might be like, 10,000?
To be fair, that was a year ago. I don't even know if I said a lot.
Hey, how did y'all meet? He might have been flexing and stuff. Like, man, we got to do a lot.
No, here's the point, because that's kind of a question. That's, you know, somebody who's doing business with you, that's the question they ask. I'm asking because I'm trying to, like, drive the point of, like, you got to spend money to make money.
For sure.
And to make your shit legit, it costs money to make your stuff legit and
for
make
sure.
it the right way and have your stuff in stores and restaurants.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
So I would say I couldn't give a good number, right. but we were able to get with a smaller co-packer when we started off, because right. we just couldn't handle, you know,
right.
500 cases at a time, which is 6,000 bottles, right?
Right.
Is
right.
my math on? Yeah, that's about 6,000 bottles. We just couldn't handle it at the time, so we were able to do it at a lower cost, which might have been $10,000, and you know, for that. But then, you know, there's everything else, you know, fulfillment, getting reorders and stuff. And so that's a whole process, and that's a whole thing. You know, it could be, I think we probably spent about $30 million on this.
So basically, people who's watching and listening, if you are trying to start a business, have your money together, because it's not cheap, but it's successful. You paid money. You know, you guys got the business off the ground, packaging in stores, restaurants, and without doing a proper business, because you know how we like to do business. We like to kind of cut corners and shit.
Yeah, sometimes that's how it starts off, you know.
Right. Well, it has to, you know, but
it's better to do it like, do it clean, man. Do it like our caucus brothers.
I mean, hey. And so who... Barbecue, though, like, why barbecue? All the other things you guys could have, and you mentioned you love barbecue,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Or we who don't love barbecue, but of all the other things you guys could have started, like, is there a reason why you guys went to barbecue?
I think Mike might have a good answer on this one.
Well, because back in the college days, he used to barbecue a lot and always make the sides, and, you know, invite people over. It was always just something we always did. You know, that was just the quickest thing to do, cheapest thing, get some thighs, some chicken legs.
Right.
You know, and that's how we survive. So.
And bonding, cookout, yeah. party, right? Part of our culture.
Yeah, that was it. But you know what? What else? We ended up, we love barbecue so much, we came back to Los Angeles, and because there was some good barbecue in Santa Barbara. I forget what it was called. And in that area, the Central Coast. I got some good barbecue known for the tri. So we came out here. We didn't know of any barbecue except for Woody's and Phillips.
Right.
And we were looking for more, man. And we're like, man, like, what's, like, it speak to us? And we didn't know. But then we start doing research. And we know you got Blood Souls and whatnot. Right. You got, there's some spots called Brits. There's a whole lot of ones. JR's barbecue. Right. And so we found out there's a lot of barbecue, but we started it under the idea that there wasn't a lot. We're
right.
like, man, you know what? Let's do something for, you know, we're LA boys, let's get this barbecue thing going. That's what started it. That was the motivation.
Who came up with the recipe?
Well, I'm gonna say Daniel came up with the recipe, man. It was two of his family recipes.
Oh, really?
We just taste tested and like, hey, yeah, man, so with my honey.
I said, yeah, so my granddad, he's from St. Louis, grew up in St. Louis and in Los Angeles. He did
that's
like
what I think about. When I think of barbecue, I think of like the Midwest.
Yeah, and my dad's from St. Louis.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mike was in college with me, so he done tried the sauce. And Mike is very good at cooking. So he's been able to be there and really be like, you know what, we need to add this, we need to add that. So he's made the sauce better. Because what I would do is I would doctor sauces up.
Right.
But we wanted to do it from scratch. So now we're building it from scratch. And now it becomes a more collaborative effort.
Right.
And then, you know, David would just say, hot, cold. I'll say this, man. You know, this, we don't start this without Dave. You know, because Dave is supposed to be the face of it. Look, he doesn't.
And the people.
He's supposed to be the people person. Yeah. You know, he was up on. You probably even get into this question. He was up on Issa Rae's.
I saw that on Sweet Life.
Man, if you want to learn how to laugh and stuff, just watch him. He just laughs the whole time. But he got our sauce on the show, so
I mean,
much appreciated. He did. He's doing what he, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And shout out to Issa Rae, too, for being from the city
and
the opportunity.
For sure.
What about the flavors? Like, who came with the flavor names? or that was just a collective.
I think we had a meeting about that, and
was that Mike?
But I think they like mines with the City Heat.
Right.
I think Mike, yeah.
And it's three flavors? Or
it's two right now. We have a third one waiting.
See?
We're going to wait and wait until it's the right time. It's a cognac flavor, actually.
The response you guys are getting to the brand, the barbecue, it's been positive. You've been on TV and shit. How does that feel to do something with your brothers and, you know what I mean?
So?
I mean, both of you guys can answer the question. Yeah. The response, though,
both of y'all. Yeah.
Okay, I did go to Tuskegee, so it's a black college, so right. Of course, anything that's positive, they jump on,
right,
and whatnot, and support. Gotten a pretty good amount of sales from people from Tuskegee and stuff like that. Yeah, and
shout out to Aaliyah.
Yeah, shout out to Aaliyah.
Charles.
Leezy Charles.
Yeah.
Been invited actually to do homecoming a few times, so I'm trying to get that together.
Oh, wow. That's
dope. So we could, be in Tuskegee for homecoming, have a little booth or something at the tailgate.
Right. Yeah. It's different starting a business in L.A. than starting a business in Waxahachie, Tennessee. You know what I mean? It's going to open more doors coming from here.
You could have said San Bernardino, that's wrong.
I know, right? I don't want to. But you know what? People who don't know, they see California, they be like, oh, wow. You know what I mean?
So
I'm pretty sure you guys have more opportunities coming from such a large, being a successful business. You know what I mean? I think it would be more difficult to start anything here.
But I think
when you go to other places and people see that you got a business based out of California.
Okay, I'll say it like this. This is my example.
Okay.
I was talking to somebody from out of town, and we were probably talking about David, because David's on the Sweet Life. And I'm like, look, nobody in L.A. cares that he's on the Sweet Life. but check this out. If he walks into Nebraska, he's going to shut every club down. If he walks anywhere, let's not even do it like that. You might be able to walk into, and we're not saying anything about anybody. You might be able to walk into we're not going to do cities. But you could walk anywhere else, and they'll be like, oh, shoot. Is that you? but they'll recognize him. I think that applies as well to to business.
You heard the saying.
Is that what you were saying?
You hear the saying, if you can make it in California, you can make it anywhere.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm applying that to business too, right?
It's overly saturated.
I'm not on the stage at the Oscars, but I tell people I have a podcast studio in LA in downtown. This ain't nothing to nobody here. Right. But if I go out of town and they're like, what do you do? I'm like, I'm an engineer, podcast studios.
Right.
Like, oh my God. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's kind of that effect. You know what I mean?
For sure.
So I go other places and people want me to build a studio for them because they think that I have a multi-million-dollar spread because I'm in California. You know what I mean?
Solidified, yeah.
So I think that starting a business in LA or California, even large or small scale, it looks better on paper.
It depends where you go.
I agree with you.
If we go to Memphis.
I didn't say I disagree.
So places like that, you go to Memphis, they eat barbecue with everything. Yeah, they're like, what the fuck?
Depends.
But
I'll just say we have a beach and y'all don't.
So I think we'll make a killing in like Idaho or somewhere.
We about to have beef with the Idaho gangsters.
just because they're not known for barbecue.
Sorry, right, they definitely not known for barbecue.
I wouldn't open up a table business.
I think Idaho really has a hold on barbecue.
Good potatoes.
Join Allen.
So, like, do you guys plan on opening in a restaurant, or are you guys keeping it retailers?
Look, I think everything's a possibility. Yeah. You know, our minds are so focused on right now. We have a plan,
right,
and the restaurant isn't really part of that plan,
right?
But it's definitely it's definitely on a different branch. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's a possibility, and if it makes sense, and the time is right, then we're definitely gonna force it. You know, so that could be in the future, but we have so many other things that we want to do. But the restaurant, like, if it makes sense, look.
If
David can post it on Instagram and get a bunch of likes, We're going
to
do it.
So what David needs to do, David needs to get a Casamigos bottle, pour some City Boy in there, and get some sparklers.
Were you at our last meeting? He was at our last meeting. Lord.
Is that a thing, bro? Oh, so.
No, that's his thing.
Give it to one of those girls with the sparklers. And
I didn't say that, though.
That's crazy.
I literally said that.
That'd be funny as hell. I mean, hey, that's content, and it'll go viral. And that's some free marketing right
I'm
there.
I'm trying to go viral with the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus.
Ain't nothing wrong with that either. Nothing wrong with that. That's how I feel
you, my brother. Brother.
But who is the most driven of the three of you guys? Like, who is, like, the person that's coming with the plans? I got this. Plug, disconnect. We about to do this. We about to do that. Who is that person that always is coming with, like, the wildest ideas of, like, trying to expand visibility? Who is that person?
I'll say all three of you. I think because it's all different. We're all driven in a different way. So Mike always got new ideas. Mike's out the box with it. And it, you
it
know, sometimes
what time.
Look, sometimes we're like, okay, Mike, okay, you got something. And then other times, me and David shoot a look at each other and we'd be like, what did he just say? Like, you know, but yeah, Mike's always, you know, we could do this, we could do that,
right?
And then Dave is always, look, I met somebody and we could do this up there, you know, we could do, you know, something like Classic Cat, waiting on that, you know, a bunch of stuff. And then I'm also, you know, we're all working together.
Classic Cat is letting you guys throw an event.
I approached the owner actually, with a idea of, like, you know, having like a Wing Wednesday at Classic Cat,
right,
and stuff like that. He liked the idea because he actually has another restaurant, and he, you know, thought it would go well. But you know,
we'll see. You know how LA is.
Yeah, you know how LA.
We supposed to do something at Peppermint. Supposed to do something at Berkshire. Look, but listen, a whole lot of, you know,
north of the 10, they eat wings north of the 10.
That's hilarious.
On Sunset,
we'll have the best wings north of the 10.
With the
really,
forks. With forks, they chop them up with a knife and a fork.
Classic Cat. That's, I mean, that'll be dope though. You kind of tapping into what you already do. You party and shit. You know what I mean? Connection,
right? Something like that.
Why weren't you in the Flavor commercial?
Because you sure do have a lot of flavor.
I think I had something to do that day. Forgot what it was.
What's the flavor commercial?
Unlock your flavor with you and Mike.
You had to go pick up somebody from the airport.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
TMI.
From LAX or Burbank?
LAX.
Yeah, okay. He had a prior engagement. Look,
she bad.
No, it was a family member.
Okay.
Yeah. We keep the show rolling, because if we stop for all three of us, then we'll never get anything done. So we did that. And honestly, sometimes it looks better, you know, too, which is certain people, you know.
Sean Allen.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I always say this, man. I think we bring our personal lives and our personal ambitions. It all has an effect on how we move within our business.
Right.
So the people that we feel like we're an example to, I feel like anybody I know that needs an example, like I would love to bring you up and help you out. And so I carry that same energy with anybody. If you want to look right. up to us, man, look, we're striving to something. So, you know, we're trying to, you know, that ceiling that you see, we're trying to get past that ceiling.
Right.
And we want you to do the same thing if we like you,
right.
you know.
right.
But, yeah, so I feel like all of us kind of feel that way with everybody. I think that answers your question.
Yeah, like, it definitely answers the question. Yeah. My question, you know, we do things. I love what I do, and I never want to get to the space where I'm doing it because I have to make sure that I have opportunity, and it sounds fucked up, but I don't ever want to feel like I have to do what I do. You understand what I'm saying?
Because
mm-hmm. right. it becomes a job then, and it right. becomes like,
you lose the passion for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? And it's pressure being an entrepreneur, especially a black entrepreneur in your own city with your family. You know what I mean? Because we all have the kind of the same goals when it comes to it. But I think a lot of that gets lost, and a lot of the passion and the fun and the love gets lost with moving, thinking that you have to take care or bring other people along with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I definitely feel like a lot of people that maybe just that their minds just aren't, they haven't been exposed to certain stuff.
Right.
I definitely feel like, okay, when I get on, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to make sure you're good.
Right.
I don't know, in the larger scheme of stuff, like if we have a whole group of like 50 people that we feel like we have to take care of. But there's definitely a couple people where it's just like, oh, I'm going to make sure you're good.
Right.
You know, you can.
Well, hopefully they watching and learning, and you know what I mean?
Sure, we all learning still.
Right.
Yeah, it's for sure.
Forever going to be like. What's your favorite dish?
Well, for the original sauce, I use that as a steak sauce. So I have like steaks, like a loaded mashed potatoes with some broccolinis. And that's how I do the original sauce. With the spicy, I get like a whole seafood vibe with it. So grilled lobster,
mm-hmm. Wait a minute.
like a little salmon. Seafood boil or
I've
something.
I've never had barbecue on, or you know what? So it's not just barbecue, it's sauce.
It's not just a barbecue sauce.
It's right. a sauce.
It's a sauce.
Right.
What yeah. about you, Dave? What's, like, you going to seafood?
Mike pretty much, you know, said what I was going to say, but I do like it on I do like it on salmon and shrimp. Mm-hmm. The seafood thing, like the spicy one, though. Spicy goes well on seafood.
You know what? I went through a stage where I was always putting on my breakfast sandwiches, and for a month I stopped, and now I'm putting it back on my breakfast sandwiches. But guess what? I'm going to use it for dinner.
I've never even thought of to put it on a breakfast sandwich.
It's delicious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because it's, you know what? Because when you think of other sauces, mainly like Memphis-style sauces that are like molasses-based, they're so thick, the viscosity is so much thicker that
the
viscosity.
Viscosity. You know,
look, I learned that from dealing with the food scientists.
Well,
you know, it's an industry term, so you kind of learn these terms.
No, I'm about to do my homework later. I'm like, yeah, okay, I learned a new word.
But it's the texture, you know, and the you know, the thinness or the thickness, boys. And so, you know, you got other barbecue sauces, and if you put those on certain dishes, it's going to overtake the
right.
dish, and it's not going to work well with a taco. You're just going to taste the barbecue sauce,
right.
unless you just glaze it. But if you're just right. if you're applying it like we would apply our City Boy sauce, it's going to take over the dish, right? We're able to put it, Mike said, we're able to put it on salads. We put it on salad. We use it as salad yeah. dressing.
Right.
Oh,
you
wow.
know, it's so thin, and somebody asked us at
it
the event
thin.
We did yesterday.
And I thought that was really, really dope, because I got some other barbecue sauce and kind of put water in it to kind of
make it yeah. I mean, so certain dishes, like for chicken, fine, the thicker sauces yeah. that work well with it. And somebody asked us about that yesterday. Does it stick to the and it I mean, look, if you apply it the correct way and you use it the right way, it's going to work perfectly. And man, that's really our thing.
Cook it down. You could do a lot with the sauce.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, Johnny Benz. One of our chefs, Johnny Benz, does it all the time. He made an enchilada sauce. Put the barbecue sauce in there. We have that episode up on our YouTube channel,
right.
At City Boy Barbecue. and you know, he cooked it up, made it a little bit thicker, mixed it in with the enchilada sauce, Man, best one of the best enchilada sauce you have. Also, shout out to D-Lo's Kitchen. He's got some good enchiladas. Yeah. Right, but yeah. Johnny Bands made some of the best enchiladas you'll ever have because it adds a sweeter flavor to it.
Right.
And it just works so well. Something you haven't experienced on in Mexican food.
Like also, that. He infused it with maple syrup.
Oh yeah,
he's done it. He's done a maple syrup as well with the barbecue sauce,
the chicken and waffles.
Oh, that sounds
fire!
I'm gonna have to. I'm
gonna for sure.
I don't know my way around the kitchen, but the barbecue sauce, City Boy barbecue sauce, is good.
Man, let the bottle guide you. Just definitely. Put it in the kitchen. Let the bottle just guide you, bro.
Right
somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, but where am I putting this after I open it? Am I putting it in the refrigerator or am I putting it in the pantry?
For best results after open, put it in the refrigerator.
Yeah, just to keep it to keep it. I would always heat it up after taking it out the refrigerator.
Right.
But to keep it preserved as long as it's supposed to be preserved for 2 years.
Right.
You know, we advise you put it in the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. I keep my stuff out. It's got vinegar in it, and vinegar is a preservative. So it's got vinegar, and it's got a couple other ingredients that are preservatives. So you'll be good. I leave it outside because I don't want to have to go through heating it up. And
yeah,
it's like ketchup.
I don't like
almost.
Cold.
You can put your ketchup in the refrigerator.
But I never keep my bottle long enough to.
That's what I was about to say. So
like it's always gone.
If I have a list, somebody's going to make me a list of the shit you could put barbecue sauce on, City Boy barbecue sauce. I wouldn't have to leave it in the refrigerator because I'll be kind of eating it every day, you know what I mean? So, yeah. But people don't know if they put their condiments in the refrigerator or...
That is a great debate.
Hey, ask your grandmother. She'd be like, baby, you don't need to put that in no refrigerator.
For real. You know what I mean? So he's all scientifical. It's that a role each of you guys taking in? No, or
he just tries to sound smarter than what he is.
He's like T.I.
That's what I was about to say, T.I.
That's hilarious. Stephen A. Smith. Wait, so what makes me try to sound smarter? Tell me what I did to make me try to sound smarter.
Viscosity.
What you just said. What? No. What?
Not what you just asked.
Oh, not what I just asked? Y'all just tell me how I'm smarter than y'all, please.
But listen, so... The process of, okay, so you guys in the business, started the business together, did the FDA and all that shit. Who was the one that was in the lab? Or all three of you guys were in the lab kind of learning and, you know, because you pay people to do some of the other shit. But who was the person that was, like, most hands-on when it was learning about the preservatives and the...
Why are you trying to create a rift
divide
between us?
It's an awkward question.
No. Here's the thing, you know.
So who's the leader and who is
who's been out to the lab? No. Somebody's been with me to the labs. Somebody's been with me to the. Mike, have you been with me over there to go pick up the sauces?
I went once thing. With you.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah,
okay.
Probably Dave. Yeah.
Was that in Santa in the Pomo?
Yeah,
I was in Pomo.
You drove 3 hours with me? No,
I was in the car with you.
That's crazy.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
I don't remember. But I do remember somebody came with me all the time. Yeah. Yeah, we drove out all the way into Pomo. That's a 3-hour drive.
That's 2021.
Take the back route. It's a beautiful lake over there when you drive up that way. And yeah, it's a long drive, but it's a good business that deals with us.
I know people who don't know the back end of their business.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And you guys are pretty educated on like the process and how do you say that word?
vicariously. viscosity.
You know what I mean? So what was the importance of like being completely hands-on? Like even when you didn't have to be hands-on?
I feel like we had to be hands-on. We couldn't pay anybody else to do it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we had a choice. So I don't know if we mentioned this, but we started off catering.
Right.
In 2016. So from 2016 to... we became an LLC in 2016 and then started our actual first catering gig was 2017.
Right.
Thanks to David pushing us to do it.
Right. Thank you. But, in 2020 when the pandemic hit, we kind of had a choice. Like, you know, do we call it quits because, like, everything was closed down? And
when business is
we was never quitting.
I'm letting my intrusive thoughts win.
Oh yeah, David was over there plotting. We was wondering why you didn't pick up for a couple weeks.
We changed our business model from, you know, service based to product based.
Right.
So we just kind of did the research. Okay, so we want to put out a product. What's the first thing? Okay, FDA approved. Okay, how do we get it FDA approved? You know, I didn't even know there was a such thing as a food scientist prior.
I'm pretty sure you guys know a lot of people in the food industry that have not done the work that you guys have done when it comes to doing the right.
Go ahead, Mike.
For me at least, I feel like we did all of this work, so we can come legit. So it's like you can't deny us.
Right.
You can't say no unless you really just don't like us.
Right.
You know the sauce is good.
Right.
Yeah, so what a lot of people do, they'll hire a consultant. And they might hire a whole team to do the stuff for them. Like, I remember when I was up at the food scientist lab, they were working on, what's that Long Beach rapper's name? Actually, it sounds like I got beef with them. Nah, they was working on Snoop Dogg's. I don't have a problem with Snoop Dogg. But they were working on one of Snoop Dogg's sauces. And, you know, I don't think he had been down there, but he had a team of people doing it. So he might not know, but he's a businessman, so he's doing stuff as he should.
Right.
And so a lot of people hire teams. You know, for us, we had to figure out everything. You know, sometimes you run into a lot of obstacles. It's like, okay, well, let's just get it done. We're gonna do it. And you're going to figure out how to do it. When you want to do it, you're going to figure out how to do it. In hindsight, when you look back at stuff, when we're having a conversation with you and you're observing how we're answering the questions, it's good to know, oh, you know what? We actually do know the ins and outs of a lot of stuff. So you can't take advantage of us. We know what we're talking about. And we can help. It's just like D-Lo's trying to do his own sauce. And I'm politicking with D-Lo. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. A whole other city boy. That's a whole other branch of business. I go to the cityboybarbecue.com. I can click on consulting and
that's
for hilarious. A fee.
No,
that's real.
That's actually something that we kind of want to do is start our own distribution. And we'll probably do that. That just takes a lot of work. Yeah. But we'll do that. Actually, it doesn't take that much work. We're working on it.
Because here's the thing. We know people here in the city who've been doing not what you guys are doing, but who have businesses that aren't legit that you could see the – nigga, if you do your thing the right way, you could be in the stores, you could be in the restaurants. Let us help you with that.
For sure.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, we definitely talked about selling, like, you know, the mechanism of how to get there.
Right.
It was actually Daniel's idea. When we were actually going through the process, we saw how tough it was. So we were like, yo, I know other people aren't doing this. Like,
of course not.
Yeah, we could just, like, it's like this, man. If we know somebody... And we will do this. If we know somebody that has a good recipe, we'll take it and
license it.
Oh, well, you know, we'll keep it within. No, we're going to take it. Like, unless they want us to put our name on it, which a lot of people do that. People
have
offered for us to put our name on their product or for them to take our product, put their name on it. We didn't want to do that.
Right.
But yeah, we can. I actually was working with somebody, but it just kind of got dried up in the pandemic because nobody's responding. Gotta love government workers, health department. So they were getting us to help them with food scientists, with getting co-packers, with, you know, fixing their recipe, the marketing level of it, labeling and all that kind of stuff. We know the people. We could just reach out to
you.
We'll just take a little bit off the top.
I'm being, that's a business.
You know, but yeah, so, you know, shout out to Harvey Cloyd, my father, with noticing the business behind it, know, and then it made sense to us, you know, and we wanted to do it, and we'll do it again, right? We just gotta, timing is everything.
Because you guys are educating people. Y'all educated me. I'm not in the food business, but the people that's watching and listening, and the people that's around us, educate them. You know what I mean? And that's what you guys are doing, and that's what we're doing here at ASAP. So shout out to you guys for that, but you definitely should kind of have a consulting firm weaved into the business as well, because a lot of people need the help and a lot of people need the, you know what I mean? A 501(c), the nonprofit, you know what I mean? There's just so many things you could do with the City Boy brand. Look at me being the fourth member.
You are honorary City Boy member.
Mike, what's the biggest thing you learned with the process?
Man. the biggest thing I learned throughout this whole process is just letting go of the outcome. You know, you can't control everything. It's not always going to come out the way you want it or think it is, but you still got to keep moving and keep pushing. So I think that's the biggest thing I learned over these last years.
David, what's the secret to working with two different personalities?
What do you mean?
Having a successful business. It's hard working with people. Whether, you know, they your brothers, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you figured the secret out yet.
ask me in a couple months. But honestly, like, I know we all have the same common goal. Right. And I think that's very important to, you know, acknowledge that, you know, all three of us have the same common goal. We do have different personalities, and sometimes we do butt heads. You know, these are my brothers. So, like, you know, we do bump heads a lot. You know, but as long as we got the same common goal and we want what's best for City Boy, then, you know, I think that's what gets us through.
For sure. Out. Common goal keeps you like, all right, eye on the prize, you know. Yeah, he might have been 2 hours late when to when they said something he promised he was gonna be at, but it's all love, man. Let's look past it because we got a common goal.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me that they both have kids and bring them to work.
But listen, a kid is the best.
I'll bring my daughter to work.
The best judge, because the kid ain't gonna lie to you. They gonna tell you straight up if it's nasty, if it's bad. You know what I mean? Yeah. And the kid go keep the young kids go keep the City Boy brand. It's go be a legacy. You know what I mean? Definitely. So,
well, his daughter, you know, talk about my haircut. You know, like, what's wrong with my dude? You know, like, damn.
What advice do you have to someone who's looking to get into business, food business, and just any business in general?
Don't do it.
No, lot of people say that.
I would say this. You know, a lot of the stuff we're doing, we're doing what everybody else is trying. We're trying to get it right. So we're at maybe at different levels than certain people, but we're all still trying to get it. We're learning on the way as well. Right. But I do feel like we do have an authority on that question right there.
Right.
And we can speak in confidence to people and let them know, like, you know, if they're thinking about going, because we did it. We got in the business, right? If you're thinking about going into business, if you're serious, like, don't, you know, go on Instagram and then see everybody is reading books about whatever, and then, you know what I'm saying,
rich
and
dad, poor
and
dad.
Then now you want to go handle business. No, really feel it in your gut and feel like you got the confidence to go get that thing done and do it, and like, you know, like, stick your chest out and put your chin up and do the research. Like, mean it though. Do the research and then do it. You know,
you guys are very educated on your business.
Learn how to sell before you buy.
What does that mean? Elaborate on that.
That's hilarious.
Elaborate on that.
Saying, like, because when I was coming up, like, I love you, moms, but she did, like, a lot of businesses and stuff like that, but it was just, like, certain things, like, you just, you know, you don't use that product, so how you going to sell that product?
Right.
So there's something like this, like that.
Did he diss his mama?
Nah, it was love my mama. City, man. She taught me a lot. But that's just like the barbecue sauce. It was something I tasted. I was like, yo, this is good. I like it.
Well, I think
you'll buy it yourself.
I could buy it myself.
Yeah. I think what you're saying, that there's a difference between doing something with passion behind it that you're going to stick with until you get it off the ground, because that's what it's going to be. If it doesn't go, and I can speak for me, I'll be 60 pushing this thing till it goes, right? Because I believe in it, and it's, the formula is there, you know?
It's a lot of sweat equity that goes into it.
But some people just get into certain things because they want the dollar, right? Yeah. There's no passion behind it. You just want to make money so that you can, like, trick off in the club or go to crazy girls, you know?
Why did you look at me?
Can we edit that? You know how you about to say something, you don't know if it should be on camera? That's how it was.
We go clean it up.
Join Alan.
I think the most powerful thing is seeing black brothers just from LA doing the thing, you know what I mean? It ain't janky, it ain't out of the trunk, it ain't, you know, out of grandma's kitchen. You guys really, really are doing the work. You're educated behind the shit. This nigga saying words I don't even, I've never even heard before. You know what
Shout
I mean?
Shout out to UC Santa Barbara.
You know, educated. You know, Tuskegee. Where'd you go to school?
Santa Barbara.
Oh, okay, so y'all both went to Santa Barbara. Yeah. Tuskegee ain't teach you those words, David. But I'm joking. I'm joking. Shout out to my HBCUs.
People from Tuskegee, man, they show a lot of love. Yeah. And they bring you in as well. And they mean it. They really mean it from their hearts. I got so many. Well, we're not going to say friends because they might be watching and be like, I hope you ain't talking about me. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you thought? But I got so many people from Tuskegee that I rock with. And I love and enjoy seeing, you know, and
dope seeing black brothers, black men from LA, from the city, who know what they're doing. Everybody's an entrepreneur, especially now in the social media age. You know what I mean? Everybody's trying to sell something. Everybody's a brand. And to actually see a brand who actually did the work and spent the money to make sure that it was legit and
right.
I can't get sued. Y'all can't get sued for food poisoning because the FDCA, fucking, you know,
got that insurance.
Yeah, you know, so it's like that's. I can't tell you how many people I interview in this space or who walk through the space who think they're a business. I'm like, nah, y'all don't even got an LLC. Like, how do you pay your like? So to see people who's actually doing it, who look like me, who's from the same place I'm from. That's pretty dope and inspirational. You know what I mean? I'm going to leave this City Boy barbecue interview and have to step my shit up. You know what I mean? I'm kind of doing some shit too on the side. But it's a lesson, you know? And hopefully, you know, you guys will continue to inspire people, your peers and people above and below you, younger and older. Thank you guys for just tapping in with ASAP.
Join Allen.
What should our listeners and watchers do ASAP?
Follow us on IG and Twitter at City Boy Barbecue.
Subscribe to our YouTube at City Boy Barbecue.
And then follow us on our website at cityboy-barbecue.com. Reach out to us, like you said, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter.
And all that would be located in the description of this episode.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.